Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 3 days left to remember to renew your HBO subscription because you canceled it when last season of Game of Thrones ended 2 years ago. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. His lawyer says the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's arrest in London is part of an extradition request by the United States. He's been inside Ecuador's embassy for 9 years to avoid questioning about sex crime accusations in Sweden.
He said he feared he'd be sent on to the U.S. after WikiLeaks published secret American files. He was granted political asylum, but eventually Ecuador got a new president who called Assange an inherited problem and cut off his internet access.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A ruling party leader is killed in a confrontation with opponents in India. It's the first day of a 6-week voting process there.
With around 900 million eligible voters, India's general election is the world's largest exercise in democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a second term in office. Supporters say he's strong on security and is building a better economy. But opponents say his government has failed to create jobs.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
I can tell by the old clock on the wall, it's time to do this thing all over again. How you doing, Greg Budell?
Good morning, day. A creature unafraid.
And can we get a word from you, Jay Scott?
Howdy.
Well, that's a word. Emily Hayes, what you having for breakfast?
A cup of parsley, a spider, some glue. A lizard's gizzard, an ear's hair or two.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You want some of whatever Emily's having?
No, thanks.
And Rich Thomas. I understand when you go out of town, you travel under an assumed name. What do you tell the folks when you check into a hotel?
I am Elmer J. Fudd, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Sounds believable. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, bull ma weevil. I'll do it.
Welcome. A couple of minutes past 7, News Talk 93.1 FM, three men and a lady, Jay Scott, as Random Facts, coming up, Emily Hayes.
I'll have what she's having.
Move to Millbrook.
Wow.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We had the warmest day of the year yesterday with 87. I think we'll be in the same warm neighborhood today. Good bit of sunshine, kind of a breezy day with southeast winds picking up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. I've got the rain chances relatively small today and tonight, at 20% or less. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, another warm day. We're at least in the lower 80s. On Friday. Widely scattered storms, yeah, I suppose are possible, but I don't think there's going to be many, and I've got the rain chances in the 20% range Friday, and again on Saturday. Saturday's high around 82, and then scattered thunderstorms become a better threat Saturday night, and especially in through the overnight hours. Then there's, of course, the risk of severe weather, as we've been telling you, begins pre-dawn over western Alabama. And it spreads eastward through Sunday morning, in through Sunday afternoon, with damaging winds and tornadoes possible. Check out my morning video this morning for detailed information about how this will all unfold. And we'll keep you up to date as we get closer and closer. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now and stay on top of this. Right now this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour, 94% humidity, clear skies 59 at 7:06. And our friends at Plumbing by Luquire are ready to serve you now or in the middle of the night, or in the middle of a weekend, or in the middle of a holiday. They're ready to go 24 hours a day to 7 days a week to take care of your plumbing needs. And the nice thing is, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. I do. It's a no-brainer now. If I have a plumbing issue, I'm going to call Plumbing by Luquire because they're going to take care of me, as they have for a long time. I wish I would have known about them 2 decades ago when they started in business. Because back then I never knew who to call because, frankly, I had a few less than satisfying experiences with other plumbing concerns. I just picked the wrong folks. As they say at Plumbing by Luquire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, let's head down to the traffic dungeon, check in with Jeff.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and we got a busy morning out on the roads. The boulevard is really crowded, but it's moving pretty well this early morning. We also don't see any real problems on the interstate. Look out, there's a lot of traffic going north and south, so be careful around all the cars. And if you're coming in out of Prattville or Wetumpka, we don't see any issues for you. A little slowdown on 31 coming out of Prattville, and you will slow down just a bit at the Redland Road traffic light when you're coming out of Wetumpka. Keep in mind, school zones are about to go into effect. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Last night at Baumhauer's, and again, thanks to everybody that came in, most of the folks that were there had been listening when the Salvation Army was here. They had been vandalized and had their large plate glass window broken out at their location out by Maxwell. And there was no apparent motive for it because nothing was stolen, but the wayward youth who pulled this stunt tried 3 times until he made sure that he had done all the damage possible.
Just malicious vandalism.
Yeah. And they really didn't want to dwell on that because they've got so many good programs going on here. But I just want to take a moment again to, we're in the middle of this wonderful conversation with a couple that's married, and they've devoted their life to this ministry, which I think is really cool. They're such nice people, the Farringtons. And in the middle of all that, we get a call from Jenny Lewis at Lewis Lawn saying, we and Independent Glass are going to replace that window. They do not have coverage for that kind of thing. That has to come out of their general fund. You know, and one of the reasons so many people love the Salvation Army is because they operate so efficiently. 10% is their overhead. Mm-hmm. And the people that are dedicated for all the right reasons. That was a great moment yesterday, and I just want to thank the Lewises again for stepping up in Independent Glass. That was a great moment of radio.
Well,
everybody was talking about
Lewis Lawn Equipment's always always all about helping the community. They're one of our sponsors for Pot Ford.
I was there the other day, and Jenny Lewis said, yeah, there's the we got to, I want to do something. I want to go out there one of these days before I come back in the afternoon and do an hour from there collecting donations for Pod Forward. And you'll notice that Lewis Lawn is expanding, which is amazing. They there was a building about the same size as theirs next door, and their showroom was nice, but it was kind of tightly packed. Mm-hmm. Now they have 2 buildings, and they're expanding everything, including their showroom space, their service department, everything. And they're looking for people, too, by the way. So if you know somebody or you yourself don't mind working, like to smile and whistle while you work and have a good driving record, they're looking for pickup and delivery folks, counter help, people with mechanical skill. If any of those appeal to you and you want to work for really, really terrific human beings, stop by Lewis Lawn, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. And that's a nice deal. You get your weekends free
when you
work for Lewis Lawn. Or call them at 244-9191. They're open now, and Chad Sasser will be there to take your call. And again, our thanks to such not only terrific sponsors, but people in our community. So, we're going to do random facts. After that, we'll do what we call a pop quiz and
somebody's going to win $10 of free shopping.
One of our friends on this radio program who listens a lot, and is just a great guy, Rick Evans from the Montgomery Planetarium. He was listening, and he heard about the space station flyover, and I mentioned that wouldn't it be great to be at the Biscuits game and see it go over. He said he saw it, and it was excellent. Right there at the Biscuits game, and right over our head, here goes the space station really
bright. That's so cool.
I was sort of like your little ambassador last night at Baumhauer's, because I made sure, since you made us aware, I made sure that everybody there knew the flyover was at 7:53, because if they were going to see, they would go out in front.
Yeah.
We did that three Wednesdays ago, out in front of Baumhauer's.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they wanted to go home or get to an area where you didn't have so much ambient light.
Mm-hmm.
But that was no problem last night. But what was interesting, this one came from, seemed like almost due north or west
right,
to north,
right,
to the south. And the moon was up, right in the middle of the sky.
That's cool.
You know, about 15 degrees down from due north. And after the space station passed the reflection of the moon, it got twice as bright.
That's nice. And, sometimes when we have a good one like this, it's a cloudy, stormy night, and everything just worked out perfectly. And
I just thought that was an interesting thing to observe after it got past the moon, because the moon
got
was
brighter.
Crescent.
Yeah.
It like doubled in brightness.
These little girls you're about to post on your Facebook page,
yes,
here, you see their heads, and they're looking up, and you see the brightness of the space station. It never gets old, folks.
Rich always lets us know when these flyovers are occurring, and you usually put that in your weather video too,
we
right?
Do. Yep.
By the way, I urge you to catch Rich's weather video this morning. It's on my page, Rich Thomas Weather Network. Watch it and share it so we get the word out, because the more awareness we have, the less likely it is there'll be a tragedy if the weather does really whip into a severe situation on Sunday. 7:13, we got your local news, and then Random Facts next, starring Jay Scott.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past the Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with the investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It's a drug. It's quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
I've tried coffee, fiber, laxatives.
So wake me up when it's all over.
For hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
It's good coffee. I'm gonna drink it.
This is some real good coffee right there.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Can I get you some coffee?
I just need something to help me think straight.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Later this morning, we'll explore the mystery of Mashed potatoes in Mississippi being left in random locations.
Oh, no.
I mean, this neighborhood does a lot of quirky things. We decorate caution road signs. We put Christmas trees in our potholes. So it's not surprising at all, and that's why I love this neighborhood, because they do so many strange things. But it's definitely in the some one of the weirdest things I've seen since living in Jackson.
I can imagine.
People worry they're finding bowls of mashed potatoes. They're not sure what's in those.
I'd rather step in mashed potatoes than...
Here's Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah, just good morning. Yeah, hi. I watched that station last night.
Oh, great.
I got some facts on it. You know that thing sees a sunrise every 92 minutes.
Right. That's amazing. Flying at 17,000, well, it's 17,500 miles an hour, 250 miles above us, six living human beings.
There's a link. If you go to a place called coolcosmos.com,
mm-hmm.
There's a link on there where you can access the location, the speed, and the outside real-life cameras.
Yeah.
Of that flying.
That's great. Love it. Well, glad you saw it.
Yay, science!
That was great.
Appreciate the call, Keith.
Thank you.
All right, random facts in less than a minute.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now,
let's take a peep at today's edition of
Random Facts.
That was nicely done.
Yeah, that was very well done.
Very good tie-in.
Very well done.
I'm so happy. For those of you who think I'm always mean to Jay, I just told him in the little break right there how grateful I am that he found that. It's my favorite drop. It's the first drop I remember from this show.
You're a great guy.
It's Easter time, too, so we should be getting the... Emily Cadbury egg endorsement.
Hey, take that out.
Yeah. No need.
Did you know Muammar Gaddafi was obsessed with the Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice?
Oh, from Birmingham.
So? I mean, like in a Millbrook kind of way.
In a Millbrook kind of way.
What?
Oh gosh, I got so many Rice jokes that are just. I'm just going to let go.
During one visit, he showed her a video with photos of her with various people set to a song composed just for her.
You are kidding me.
Called Black Flower in the White House.
How creepy.
Yeah. When his house was raided, a scrapbook of her pictures was found.
A hair doll?
What?
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
You not seen that movie? I can't remember which one it is, but it's Jason Schwartzman or whatever. He makes a hair doll out of...
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, why am I my only friend?
Mm-hmm.
You should look into that.
Did you know that Seattle-Tacoma International Airport in Washington...
SeaTac.
Been there myself many times. They have the fastest airport Wi-Fi in the world.
Wow.
How fast is it?
I was going to tell you. The download speed is 103, and the upload speed is 155.
Oh, man, because upload is usually slow.
Upload is usually the worst
really
part of it.
Really slow.
Like, you can get downloads of 100. I get downloads of 100 at the house. Upload, 5.
right, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Or in a hotel, upload is horrible.
Ugh. Did you know there was a Texas man who once shot an armadillo, but the bullet ricocheted off the armadillo and hit the guy in the face?
Because they're bulletproof.
Well, you know what? I don't feel too sorry for him.
And the first comment says, ooh, Carmadillo.
Oh, I like that. Carmadillo.
Did you know that according to a 2008 survey of infant and toddler feeding habits...
Uh-huh.
Some babies are served soft drinks daily as early as 9 months of age. The same survey found that by 24 months, more than 10% of toddlers were drinking soda every single day.
That's not good.
That's not horrible. Good at all. That's terrible. I hate
it's
that.
It's horrible.
I mean, I try not to say things about parental stuff because I'm not a parent, but that just doesn't make good sense.
Ugh. Anyway, did you know?
What?
There were...
I didn't say anything.
Oh. What? Yeah.
He's grinning.
Did you know that there were 112 deaths in the construction of the Hoover Dam? The first death was J.G. Tierney, a surveyor who had drowned. The last death was Patrick Tierney, J.G.'s son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is...
How many years done this before? Was like 12 or 12-year period, right?
Something like that. And I have to look that up real quick to see. Be here.
Did you see on one of our channels the building of the Golden Gate Bridge?
Aerial, yes. Golden Gate Bridge?
And the net the guy built, spent his own money on $250,000 at that time in 39.
That's huge.
And saved 19 guys that fell onto that.
So many of those big construction projects that are still in existence and working today were built knowing there would be a cost in human life, like the Brooklyn Bridge. I don't know how many people, it was more than a dozen, died, but it was the Brooklyn Bridge construction that taught us about the bends.
The bends, right. Well, back to the one on the Golden Gate, they expect one death per $1 million spent on the bridge.
Oh.
And they did much better because they saved a lot of lives. Interesting.
Did you know that two inmates sued the state of Alabama?
Oh!
Claiming the cramped space in their cell was cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh!
The state argued against this with the example of students at Auburn University who actually paid to live in even smaller living spaces.
Interesting defense. Yes. Very interesting defense.
This was in the Magnolia dorm.
I love that.
And the inmates lost the case.
War Eagle.
Did you know that there's a group of middle-aged women called Snapists?
Snapists?
They believe that they are married to Severus Snape from the Harry Potter series on the astral plane, and that he controlled their lives.
Isn't that a fictional character? Isn't that all fiction?
That is all fiction.
It's fiction.
An independent researcher published an in-depth paper on the matter.
It's fiction.
Did you know 9/11 survivor George Moronis visits the FDNY Ladder Company 10 house across from the memorial once a week and leaves a candle in a glass jar just outside the firehouse? He does this to honor a firefighter that he passed in the North Tower stairwell on 9/11 who did not survive.
Oh, man. Aww. I tell you, that gets to me. That gets me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you know Minnie Freeman? You ever heard of Minnie Freeman? She was a teacher in Nebraska in 1888.
Minnie Pearl.
No. Nope. Minnie Riverton.
Yeah, this is Minnie Freeman, teacher in Nebraska, 1888. She saved all of her students after a freak blizzard struck. Yeah. The winds were so strong the roof and the door blew off the school, and she used string. So she had string that she roped the kids together with, and she trekked over a mile in whiteout conditions to the closest farmhouse.
Wow.
I have heard that story in one of those weather documentaries.
Aerial blizzards?
This.
It's a funny girl. And that same technique was one of the reasons why many people were lost in the Galveston storm, because they were tied together.
Right.
And they weren't anticipating the floodwaters rising, you know, to the third story of buildings.
But, and there's, you know, there's a significant blizzard right now, right? And the Braves game, in Denver was canceled because there was a blizzard warning. Not snow flurries.
Right.
It was canceled because of blizzard.
This must be from, like, global warming or something.
Yeah.
In the article, it says the weather was warm and summery and the sun was shining. Hmm. This apparently was called the Children's Blizzard and was one of the deadliest in U.S. history because so many children were killed trying to get home from school.
What's the year again?
1888.
Huh.
And it came out of nowhere. And there's a lot of comments saying, hey, you know what? It's 80 degrees today, but we're getting blizzards in the next 2 days.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Ask anybody who lives in Denver about that, you know, where it's 70 and then it's snowing.
Yeah.
I just realized our coffee cups are back to 16 ounces.
Repeating again, the bulletin just handed to us.
I just realized it. My hand.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. Repeating that story, Rich.
Our regular coffee cups are back. We now resume regular programming.
Jay. Did you know 71% of Americans aged 17 to 24 are ineligible to join the military? Primarily because they are too overweight or too poorly educated or they have a record of serious crime or drug abuse.
Well, what does that say about our youth, the youth of America?
Yeah, no, especially, you know, the most disturbing part of that, more than the weight, is the poorly educated, given what is invested in schools. 10 times per capita what was spent when we went to school.
Right.
And it was Baltimore the other day. There was a stat that not one kid in this enormous group of people was reading or doing math at level. Not one.
And when you're typing text messages with just contractions and you, the word you.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
First comment here says, it reminds me of my brother. I don't need high school. I'm going to drop out and join the Army. So he drops out and the Army recruiter says, yeah, we don't take high school dropouts. And apparently a recruiter here chimed in and said, yeah, I had a guy walk in and said, I dropped out of yesterday so I could enlist. And I said, you better run back to the school and beg them to take you back because you won't be joining the Marine Corps without a diploma.
Good for the Marine Corps.
Yeah, really. Do they take GEDs?
I don't know.
I would think so because I think that would show that, I mean, I would hope so. If you went back to get your GED, it would show that you wanted to finish. Some people aren't traditional learners. Some people have devastating things happen to their family, which caused them to have to leave school early and maybe work to help support their family, and they go back and get their GED.
Hmm. And finally, did you know Henry Brown, otherwise known as Henry Box Brown, he escaped slavery in the American South by mailing himself to freedom. He had friends pack him into a small box and ship him as cargo from Richmond to Philadelphia. He survived, and he went on to work as a magician.
Oh.
How about that?
How about that?
And probably part of his act was putting people into small boxes and making them disappear or give the appearance they were being cut in half, right? I've seen that.
I have, too, and it's just amazing. It's funny when it doesn't work. It's very rare, but it's also funny when it doesn't work. Have you seen that?
You know, so much of that depends on the skill of the magician.
It's an illusion.
To distract a large group of people.
Right. You're looking here, and while this is
going on. While this is going on. Yep. I mean, I was in a David Copperfield illusion, and all they did was, I mean, run us through a corridor with people along the way to urge us to run as fast as we could, which we did, and then we were directed to turn up in part of the auditorium at a side door. And we couldn't imagine, as we're doing this, nobody's going to buy this.
Right.
Yet, when the spotlight went to the side door, we were all standing. The place went nuts. I don't know how they do it, but he had everybody convinced that we had been vanished from a stage.
The art of illusion.
Yeah.
It's an illusion, Michael.
And that's why Forever Forward, my daughter was with me that night. And when I got called to the stage, she said, and now from 101.5 Light FM, Greg Bundle.
Bundle.
And you could hear everybody laughing in the theater. And Janelle Goose, never let me forget that one.
Bundle.
Those are your random facts, by the way. That wraps them up.
All right. They're going to caucus.
No, we don't caucus anymore.
He doesn't send me any more.
No. You stopped using them, so I stopped typing them.
No, I didn't.
Wow. So you guys want to talk about this now?
No.
I have a simmering, festering, boiling feud. Anyway, whatever we do, we're going to do a pop quiz question in a minute.
I'll pick the question.
Okay.
Passions run high in Millbrook, but they go to Prattville and Brian Jewelry when they want to seal the deal. Brian Jewelry. And that's, I mean, we're talking like 63 years now. The Brian family. What a great group of people, too. And I've gotten to know them over the last 10 years so well. And to watch them grow from a shop in a shopping center now in their own freestanding building at 1778 East Main, it's Budimus. One place where you can't go wrong if you're looking for a gift and you're shopping for somebody who loves the greatest rivalry in sports, one side or the other. They have two whole showcases, one for each school. And this is the cream of the crop when it comes to gift giving with a school theme. Check it out. There's lots of options there for you. If you have no matter what anniversary is coming up, they all have something related to it. They have jewelry in stock that will be perfect. Like 5 years is the paper anniversary. Well, I bought earrings. They're crystal with papyrus, liquid papyrus in the middle. Really quite beautiful. So that's what I mean when I say they have something for whatever it is you're celebrating. And if you have an idea, you have two choices. You can zoom all over Alabama hoping to luck into it, or you can just go straight to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and ask them to create it, because that's what a real jeweler does. They can repair the watches they sell if they need to, and you can create a watch with them, too. You can work in concert with them on a project. Again, Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main. Join the club at brianjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for our Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out which airport in the United States has the fastest Wi-Fi in the world.
That would have been my pick.
We're still on the same wavelength.
Okay.
Amen. What airport is it?
Okay, if you know the answer to this pop quiz question, call us at 272-9228, 272-9228.
I can tell you the speed, upload speed, and download speed.
If you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, that's Arieco, Tres, Tres, Cuatro, Dos, Siete, Dos, De Huevo, Dos, Ocho, 272-9228. Operators are standing by to find us a winner right now at 733.
We could have also asked, what kind of rice does Gaddafi, or did he prefer?
Once we get the winning answer, we can ask all the questions we want. Let's see how the roads are doing at 734 while Jay is queuing up calls.
We're into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees a pretty good morning to be traveling. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard. It's pretty crowded, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. There's a little bit of a slowdown on the northern boulevard as you join I-65. On I-65, everything's still moving pretty smooth, but you know we're going to slow down around the downtown exits before too much longer. If you're on I-85, there are no troubles for you. Traffic on the 31s looks pretty good coming out of Prattville. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, don't worry too much. You got a little slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light, but no major hassles. School zones are in effect. Watch your speed limit. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Remember, next hour, we're going to have our list of 33 shocking.
I'm shocked.
And unexpected celebrity facts, including one about the It is 7:35. I'm going to give William the first chance to answer today's $10 food outlet
calling all station, huh?
Quiz question.
What a surprise.
Well,
hi, William.
That was an illusion.
Good morning.
Were you listening to Random Facts, and did you know what airport has the fastest Wi-Fi in the world?
I was, and I do, I believe. Seattle, Tacoma.
That right. Is correct.
SeaTac
is it.
Correct.
Congratulations. You've won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. You can redeem that at the Coliseum Boulevard location, just north of Atlanta Highway, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, or in twice-a-day Millbrook on Highway 14.
Do you know what kind of rice that Gaddafi preferred? Oh, he's good.
It's a
trick. Yeah, it's a trick question. Yeah. Thank you. You got it.
Thank you. Hang on. We're going to get you jam up and jelly tight with you.
Yeah!
With your winnings. Crawdad is one of the attempted winners this afternoon morning.
Good morning, everybody.
This afternoon morning.
I was wondering what had happened to you, because when I was looking for that peep song, I heard you had a call-in from last year before Easter, and I wondered what had happened.
My mother really loved to give us the peeps, and every time I hear that, I think about her. We can't eat them because of diabetes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We do like that song. It's really cute. Yes,
it is funny. I love that song.
Yeah. You folks are a lot of fun every morning.
Thank you.
And you know how you ask us to check out the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
We have made good use of that, and you just mentioned recently the jeweler, and I had a watch that I took up to Brian a while back, and nobody else could fix it, and they got it, knocked it right out. That was my grandfather's watch, and they fixed it, and every time I hear that.
It's important that you have that kind of skill somewhere.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because
but anyhow, listen, thank you very much for your show. We enjoy it.
Appreciate the call, Crawdad. Have a great day. It is 7:37.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, this morning we are looking for another quiet day, and we had a beautiful sunny day, 87 yesterday, warmest day of the year so far. I think we'll be around 86, 87 today. Good bit of sunshine. There'll be a few clouds, and the rain chances are small today. It's going to be a breezy day, but I've got the rain chances at 20% or less today and tonight. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, another warm day. We're at least in the low 80s on Friday. With widely scattered storms possible, I think a lot of us are going to stay dry tomorrow. Same thing on Saturday. There'll be a few blips on the radar, but I think your chances of seeing a storm, a shower or a storm, are small on Saturday with a high around 82. Scattered thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night, especially through the overnight hours. And of course, as we've been telling you, don't want to overdrive this, but we want everybody to be aware of the risk of severe weather, which begins in the pre-dawn hours, West Alabama, on Sunday morning, and then spreads eastward during Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon with damaging winds and the threat of tornadoes. Also, we mentioned this earlier this morning. Just one quick mention again. It's Palm Sunday. You got people in church and a severe weather risk. You want to make sure that that your church, somebody's looking at, like our weather app or listening to weather radio or both. So have one parishioner that, that's their job, so that, if there's a threat to that particular location, that the parishioners know about it. Right now this morning we have east winds at 7 miles per hour, 59 is the temperature with clear skies, 7:39.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full service med spa, day spa and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Did any of you like the conundrums that we have for today?
Rich is looking at them right now. I'm not opposed to the first one because...
We may have done it before, but it's a good one.
It relates to Millbrook.
Oh? Really?
It relates to our household in Millbrook. Uh-huh. That doesn't help.
Really?
That doesn't help.
Okay.
That doesn't help. I'm going to get some... Bye.
Did you know that Millbrook was originally named Squeaky Springs, Alabama, and they changed it to...
In 77, they changed it.
All right, I'm going to study this when I get downstairs. I would like, first of all, when you're in a position, I know we have a lot of military folks here, who either coming to Maxwell and need a place, or people who have served here and are moving on. And especially in situations like that, time is of the essence. Now, you can't control every aspect of selling your home, but you can make darn sure you're putting it into the hands of somebody who is going to hustle every single second. Eddie Bader is the one person I know who looks busy when he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
He's always got something going on. Now, part of Eddie's gift is he's like a sponge. He knows the real estate market here inside out. So when you're looking for a place, you want Eddie Bader because he's not going to waste your time. You order up what you're looking for in a place to live, from price per month to amenities and features, and he knows what's available in your price range, so he can give you a focused look. On the other hand, if you just got promoted or you were asked to relocate to another part of the country by the business you work for, you also don't want somebody who's going to dawdle on your situation. And I can promise you this, Eddie Bader devotes every waking minute to the next success story. So he's part of the Goodson Group, and he can handle all the annoying things that are attached to the sale, purchase, or rental of a place. He loves to clear all of that stuff so you can just move and enjoy. Call him at 322-0662, 322-0662 for Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. And it's also important that we keep him busy because why he could face a life of delinquency.
He's the meme king, the Mimi king.
The Mimi king, yeah, he sends great stuff. You become friends with Eddie Bader, you're going to be relentlessly entertained on social media, no doubt about it. We have an update on the Masters. First day today, right?
Yeah, well, Thursday is the first, exactly, it's going to be the first day.
And by the way, it is the probably, I know my dad never missed a day of it.
Oh, my gosh.
He would set aside time Thursday through Sunday to watch it. It's probably the most prominent or prestigious golf event of the year.
I love the way
the
announcers talk.
That's right.
What do you do for the Masters? Like, for a football game or something, you tailgate. If you're watching the Masters, do you just sip scotch and smoke cigars and
tailgate quietly?
It's it's pretty laid back stuff.
Have like a cheese and cracker board.
Do you remember the year that CBS got busted for the wrong bird sounds? They tried to sweeten up the broadcast with the sound of tweeting birds, and somebody called them out for saying that that's the wrong species.
Bird enthusiasts.
Yeah.
So there's no birds of that type in that area.
They thought they were doing good by spicing up the audio. Yeah. And
that was the memorable fake bird scandal.
Yeah. We just had a call, by the way, who said that the Marine Corps will not accept a GED.
Really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
you got to have.
You need a certifiable high school diploma. High school. By the way,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do to solve that problem, but I heard that story about the Baltimore school, and we got issues here too. And now that we've spent all this money, kids can't learn in an environment of fear. So there was a guy, a former military person that people were advocating to be school superintendent years ago, who would put some discipline in the place.
Uh-huh.
We lived with it. Did it traumatize us? No, you got to learn that life and society are run by rules. And when I hear stories about kids and always dropping, what kind of bombs on teachers, I just...
Not in high school, but when I was in elementary, they were still using paddles. There were paddles.
And here I think is the most fundamental change.
Wow, okay.
If we got in trouble at school, we got in trouble at home.
Oh, yeah.
There was a presumption that the teacher, the school was going to be believed. So you didn't even waste your time trying to debate it. Now the parents come back, we're going to get a lawyer.
I had another call now that the Air Force will not take a GED.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, good for them. I am,
I got to figure one time they probably did. During the draft, they were just like, we don't care what you got.
Because I want kids to finish, and not use it. That's funny what you said about the kid that said, hey, I dropped out and...
I'm dropping out and joining the Army.
I think...
go back and get a diploma.
If you're planning on flying, you got to have a college degree to get in the Air Force.
Mm.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Your vector, Victor, is 93.1.
Or at least know how to fly on instruments.
What?
We got Fox Business.
Okay.
We got local news.
We'll join at 7.
That's some of Fox Business.
We'll have some of Fox Business.
I'm going to go down and smoke out a canoe.
Great study, at least for now. A federal judge is threatening to stop Carnival from docking its ships at U.S. ports. That could be punishment for possibly violating its probation. Carnival has been on probation for the last 2 years for dumping oil into the ocean from its Princess cruise ships. Disney getting into the streaming business. The entertainment giant is expected to show off its Disney Plus streaming service during its Investors Day today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Here's to you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters. You're the guy who moves the holes on the green from one place to another and then fill the old hole like it was never there. You keep each hole from being worn down by constant use and make the game more exciting, if that's even possible. So thank you, Mr. Putting Green Hole Cutter at the Masters, giving credit where little is given. You're our unsung hero of the day.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A bill that would give Governor Kay Ivey more control of the state parole board has made it past a Senate committee. If passed, the bill would require prisoners convicted of murder, rape, and certain other crimes to serve at least 85% of their sentence or 15 years before being released. Alabama lawmakers are close to abolishing judge-signed marriage licenses. The House Judiciary Committee approved the bill on Wednesday, and now it moves to the House floor. Under the bill, couples would get a marriage certificate notarized and returned to the courthouse. And a triple shooting is under investigation in the Lowndes County town of Mosses. One of the victims is in critical condition. Aaliyah is helping with this investigation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted, a large selection of headboards and beds tickets are on sale, come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 11th, no matter which year, no stars were born. We checked everywhere. IMDb, Wikipedia, even MTV. Best we could come up with was Boone on Animal House or some wrestler named Goldust. If you were born on April 11th and want to be famous, good luck. April 11th, no star is born.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
golf. Got golf. And you can watch the Masters of Baumhauer.
Yes, it's safe.
And watch it in HD, and it's an all-day thing. So you can watch it downtown for lunch, or, of course, at the Boulevard location. And available for limited time only, it's the nine, that's N-double-A-N, Alabama Gulf Shrimp Po' Boy. Mm-hmm. Perfectly golden-fried Alabama Gulf Shrimp, fresh from the Gulf, paired with lettuce, tomato, and remoulade. On Baumhauer's warm and fluffy naan bread for a sandwich fit for a king. So if you love shrimp, you got to try this. Try one today while you still can. The non-Alabama Gulf Shrimp Po' Boy at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Shrimp.
Legendary food, legendary fun. Downtown at 201 Union, first...
sorry.
Floor of the RSA building. And, of course, at the Boulevard where we had another wonderful Wednesday night gathering last night. All right, so I checked out the conundrums.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think we're going to do it.
Okay. Wow.
All right, cool.
Because, first of all,
yes,
in this group, the uh-huh first thing I noticed about it was...
unity!
Everybody agreed
right
that the first one had mm-hmm potential. Mm-hmm. Something that 1 in 6 men say they've never done, a routine household chore.
Oh, man.
Emphasis on routine. 1 in 6 men claim, I've never done that.
I can think of a few that would fit. All right.
What do you think this routine chore is? Our number is 272-9228. And we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. So to tell you more about that...
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
I love that.
And Jay.
No, I really want to eat a Seafood Bistro after all that information.
I know. Dot, dot, dot.
Hi, everybody.
Dot com.
Hello.
So we've got 2 weeks of Lent left, and if you're still looking for your Friday fish options tomorrow, why not go ahead and make your plans to have lunch or dinner tomorrow at the Seafood Bistro.
I want a boiled egg.
I do too. I'm all. It's like a personalized crawfish boil.
It's been a long time.
Or shrimp boil. Yes. Or snow crab legs. Oh. Or clams. There's many options on the boil bags. Mm. All come with some Cajun corn, Cajun taters, and Kaneka sausage, and that Cajun garlic butter that's oh so good. You can even add the lemon pepper seasoning or the spicy Cajun seasoning if yum you want to kick it up a notch. Mm. This is just one of like 78 options on the Seafood Bistro menu that you can see online at the Seafood Bistro Adakium. You can also utilize local delivery apps like Waiter to have it brought to your office or home. But we suggest you stop by 1651 Perry Hill Road, dine in, meet Paul and Jessica and the mm-hmm whole gang over there, and enjoy what the Seafood Bistro has to offer. The Seafood Bistro.
All right, after we solve today's conundrum in our stupid news segment, we will find 33 shocking and unexpected celebrity facts.
No.
Right now, the conundrum is this. 1 in 6 men say they've never done this routine household chore. And Donner.
What's up?
We had a nice party.
Hey, Don.
Nice how to y'all be doing?
The first to guess on this one.
Hey.
I think it's vacuuming the floors.
Vacuuming. Ah. That's a good answer.
I have never fired up the Hoover. Could that be it? No, it's not, but it's a good
It's a good answer, but it's not the one we're looking for.
We appreciate you being first. Then you could call back, too.
Yep.
272-9228. 1 in 6 men say, I have never done this routine household chore. I find that an astonishing percentage, given how routine it is. Hillbilly.
What's up? Good morning.
Morning.
How about dusting?
Dusting. That's a good one.
The worst.
Boy, oh boy.
I've never done that.
I'll tell you what, though. Dust collects quick.
It sure does.
And you know, y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you.
And, you know, try again, you know.
Didn't Jay tell us in Random Facts once that most of dust is like just dead skin?
Dead skin, yeah.
You know, I wish I could find, and I'll bet they
oysters
have.
Are alive when you eat them raw.
All alive.
We learn all these things.
You've ruined that now.
Random facts.
Jay Scott, ruiner of life.
I would like to find a feather duster because supposedly, because you part of it, you got to move stuff. But right. If you don't move stuff and it's light, the feather duster won't knock them over.
Feather dusters are amazing.
Hang on.
Because.
But where do you get one? A real feather duster?
Well, at some supermarkets, they're available.
I think they come with French maid costumes.
You go, you go into the deeper stores like, you know, Target or.
Ooh, that's why nobody ever finishes their dusting in Millbrook.
I was going to say, only in Millbrook. Well,
there's no time.
Lindsay.
What's up?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Lindsay.
How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Great.
Oh, we're good. We're so glad you're a listener, too. What is this routine household chore that 1 in 6 men claim they've never done?
Laundry.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
Rinse, soak, spin. No.
What do you mean separate colors and whites?
Thank you for trying. Do call back and try again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's a hilarious line in an All in the Family episode about separating the coloreds and the whites. Wait a minute. Archie comes back from the laundry with all the white clothes are ruined because he didn't separate them.
Right, exactly.
So when Edith says you didn't separate the colors from the whites, Meathead jumps in and says, Archie forgot to do that?
Right.
That's amazing. It's when we used to be able to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
Why are you 70s, yelling at me?
Not in this pinched...
Ouch.
Uptight.
No, this is not the afternoon show, so reel it in, Buster.
Reeling in the ears is on next week's timeline, by the way.
Oh, joy.
Let me be real clear.
I don't need any anger thrown my way.
That was when television was great because everybody laughed at it.
Right. And you had to watch it when they sent it, right? Because there was no way to see it later.
Exactly.